Live from the Thoroughbred Chevrolet Studios at the East Valley Institute of Technology, this is Wrench Nation on 88.7 The Pulse. Car talk, car culture, car tips, car music, all that is car. With your hosts, Frank and Steve.
Yeah, it is Wrench Nation. That's Frank. I'm Steve. It's Wednesday, March 23rd, 2016. It is an awesome day. It cooled down a little bit.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
It did cool down.
Yeah, it's a lot better. So anyway, we're here every Wednesday, 4 o'clock, to take your calls about your car questions. Now, let me see. We got a list of things that might be happening with your car that you might not have realized. Nothing is too big. Nothing is too small. All right. Are your brakes squeaking? Does your engine leak oil? Are the lights on the dashboard coming on? Are there funky smells coming from your dash vents? Does your AC blow warm from the vents? And that's happening to everybody, including Emily today.
Oh, poor Emily. But we're going to take care of her. Yep. Yeah, it's all good.
Did you get dizzy after a recent estimate for repairs?
Did you throw up in your mouth in that dizziness?
Does your suspension rattle? Does your engine lack power? Does your transmission shift erratically?
Holy cow. So many
questions.
Oh,
anything could be wrong with your car.
Oh,
or if you're just like me, are you worried about when you have to take a car in, you're just going to get screwed over and overcharged?
All right. These are threatening.
It's a realistic.
Yes,
I know you own a car repair shop, but that's the way I feel.
We hear it every day.
And now I know you.
Every day people feel that way. Absolutely.
Jonathan from the morning show has been down there to you. Yeah. Jesus, DJ Lynch has been down there to you. Now, Emily, I'm the next one, probably next week.
I've had everybody.
I got the air problems, too.
I've had everybody except the Pope. The Pope will never come to my place. I don't know what the hey is with the Pope.
Have you had Bill Clinton?
And Clinton. What is wrong with Clinton?
My car broke down on the way over to see Hillary.
She gives an interview with another station. Another station.
Well, I suppose. A TV or radio?
Meanwhile, I'm just trying to do an oil change on a limousine or something.
On Bill's car.
That's right.
Bill drives a Daewoo. Is that what they call it?
Yeah, they make good sewing machines, brother. I don't know about cars.
All right.
So a great week in the garage.
Yeah.
All kind, stuff just happens. It's
right.
Like,
stuff happens.
A lot of good garages, they're going to try to schedule like a doctor's office. Sometimes.
Sure.
People come in, they're frantic, you just got to do what you got to do. But this week, I don't know what it is. Is the moon out, Steve? Is it a full moon?
It was last night.
It was.
Oh, yeah, it was bright.
I felt like I had three-eyed monsters coming in today. I had some very odd situations. I had one guy. I got to speak on this.
Okay.
Before we dive into
sure,
the topic.
Why not? Yeah.
We're going to surprise everybody with the topic.
Oh, yeah.
Miles per gallon. We're going to get to that.
I need some more miles per gallon because we're going to talk about us going on a diet, too.
So, if you're going to get your tires replaced,
okay,
let the garage provide the tires and the install.
Are you telling me somebody brought in tires and said, will you put these on for me?
Not only did they bring in tires, but I swear one of those was a tractor tire and supposed to go on a damn Nissan. Now, what the hell am I supposed to do? So, I'm trying to be nice.
These aren't all the same size, sir. I'm sorry.
And it just got uglier.
Yeah.
So it went from what kind of tires?
Yeah.
Used tires. I just picked these up down the street behind Circle K. I found a tire. Can you install it? To, hey, by the way, how come you can't get me in right now?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I need it
now. People, slow it down.
Well, I'm that kind of guy, too. I'm the kind of guy who's
I got to get
things done.
I get that.
But usually I'll try to make an appointment.
I get that.
I'll give you the courtesy of that.
It in emergency situations, we help people out.
All right.
Before
we get to the topic, I decided this morning, well, actually last night, that I weighed 250 pounds when I used our scale that you brought in.
I'm 235.
Okay. Wow.
I may be lying. We're going to find out in a minute.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to find out.
We're going to find out.
All right. 250 pounds. And I've never been this fat in my life.
What?
I've got not only
the
double, but the triple chin. And at one time I was 229. I took it down to 165 in 4 months.
That is unbelievable, people.
It is. So I hope that we can do it again. Last time I went on a diet, I was 30 years old. I'm now 44.
Oh, things
for my
change.
45th birthday, I want to take it down 45 pounds.
But hold
How's
on.
How's that sound, huh?
Hang 45 on a minute.
45 for 45.
All right, but we're not ready.
All right.
Because
why
you got a little
I'm not starting until Monday.
We need a little
you need the drum
generic,
roll again?
No, generic party music. Because
generic party music. We like the party.
Before, Steve, you get on that diet, we must celebrate and eat lots of chicken. I've got a surprise chicken? For you, Steve.
Chicken? Did you say chicken?
Now, listen, before we get involved in all this car talk goodness.
You didn't bring raw chicken, did
we you? We are going to go crazy before we go on the diet. Here you are. We got a stuffed eclair. Bam.
Stuffed eclair is eclair. Here.
And we got some fried chicken.
Fried
look at that.
Chicken from Safeway. I love Safeway fried chicken.
And not only, and we got some potato wedges.
Potato yeah. wedges.
So, Steve, before you get serious.
Yes?
You must have a... You must go crazy on the
chicken.
Food. What I'm saying is before we start a diet or anything else of disciplinary order, we must go bananas and eat. Eat
the bananas eat. On the eclairs, chicken, and the potato wedges.
So I wish you well.
Okay, we get to do that during the breaks.
That's right.
Because I'm going to get grease all over the beautiful equipment here.
It's okay.
It needs to be cleaned
fried
anyway.
Fried chicken. You got to, listen, that
you
custard.
You know who gets to clean it, me.
Oh, yeah. But I'm serious, partner. I think we're starting this. I'm going to start it with you, okay? And I'm going to, I think it's a hashtag DJ diet.
There you go. I like it. Hashtag DJ diet. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you know I have gout?
Oh,
gout is so painful.
Gout. That sounds.
Oh, it's so bad. It sounds like something a pig would have.
Okay? It's an animal something.
No. When these crystals build up in my feet from the uric acids that don't properly get broken down. And it's so painful. So I have gout. And I think this will help too.
Look, diet is important.
Yep.
Don't ask me anything because I eat everything.
Yeah, I know.
I eat everything.
I eat every chicken.
But I'm going to say I'm 47.
Yep, 44.
I work out 40, here 45. And there, yep. But I need to lose a good 20 pounds of my gut.
I need to lose 45.
So here we are on the Car Talk Wrench Nation show.
Go.
Yes, we are going to answer your
question. Wrench Nation biggest
loser. Yes, that's right. But Steve, we are going to enjoy a little fried chicken.
We are going to.
Radio folks can't see us.
But first, let's enjoy the show. Now, your call's at 480-655-8870. That's 480-655-8870. Again, any question you have, and do we have one already? Hold on a second, because I got something up here. Oh, Jason's on the phone.
Jason, what's happening?
All right,
buddy?
He wants to ask about a car wash. Here's Jason. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys, I need to lose about 2 pounds.
We're going
to
do it. Hey, listen, we'll do it together. Hashtag DJ diet.
Everybody who listens to Wrench Nation, you're going to join us, all right?
Yes, yes.
I love it. No, I got a question about my car, because I got a dirty car,
Okay.
And I want to know what's the best thing to do to clean it. So I've always wondered, are those touchless car washes worth it, or should I go to the place that I spray the wand?
Ah.
I'm cheap, and I want to get a car wash. Which one's best?
It's a very good question, which psychologically, a newer car, you don't want anybody touching it. That's just psychologically, right?
Exactly.
You get a new car, your mind, your perception changes.
You know they're going to put a scratch on it.
Your first car, you're like, you know what? I want Hercules, the car wash individual, touching with magical powers to touch my car.
Or the car wash at Hooters.
Right. But the fact is this, Jason, as your car gets older, we become lazy car washers.
Oh, that's the story of
then
my
we
life.
Then we start saying, you know that scrub brush underneath the sink there that my wife uses on the porcelain? This is what I'm going to say. There's a couple things speaking to a car wash to always promote a nice, clean job as well as protecting the paint. Make sure, I've seen this before, and it's something that we forget to do. We get in a hurry. You make sure that there's no dust or any grain or any, look, bird poop, you got to be careful. You don't want to get a brush on bird poop, so you want to do a preliminary, okay?
I got bird poop. I'm looking at it right now.
Bird poop is not, bird poop could be healthy. Like once a month, if you get pooped on by a bird, that's good luck, but don't get on my car. Good. That's right.
Hold on, I got car washing music.
And now we're talking, Jason. So, Jason, tell me, with your car wash, are you getting ready for a road trip? Is there an occasion? What's the spirit behind the car wash?
I figure I should wash it at least once a year. So I can literally say I've not washed this car for 8 months.
Wow.
Wow. You say once a year?
Yeah. You
know. All right. All right.
I guess you're not too proud of your car.
You keep air freshener in there?
Now you guys the windows are fixed.
Okay.
Just the next time you have a chance and you really got to go to the bathroom, just take a leak on it then.
One thing I'll say, whatever you do, if you go to a car wash, I always tell the individual that's writing, it seems like I get attacked every time. They want to buy my furniture. They want to solicit me for all these things. I tell them I don't own the car. The guy down the, I don't own it.
You're right, because they always
I'm bad.
Go, do you want to put tint on your windows?
I'm
do
bad.
Do you want us to change your windshield? There seems to be a chip here, sir.
When do we get our car washed? What it is we get our car washed. There's two, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jason, chime in. You get your car washed. Typically, you're like right after work, like you get off a little early. And you rush through. Because car wash, you're like, I don't want to take any time with this. I got stuff to do.
I wash it if I'm going on a date.
So what happens is we go like...
Yeah, night of a date. I got 20 minutes until the date starts.
20 minutes? Yeah, yep. You're taking like drive through. I'm going through the jack-in-the-box version of a car wash. Leave me alone.
That's what I do.
So what happens is we get in there and then they come. You need this, you need that. And I'm like, just wash my car for $19.99. But Jason... I'm going to tell you, my friend, don't overdo it. Now, there are exotic cars. In fact, at the car show at the Concours d'Elegance, we met a guy. Now, listen, if you're driving a $500,000 car, they're actually doing some pretty cool stuff where they're, you know, they're laying a coat, an extra coat of glaze and gloss and all this stuff. And
I got the crappy toilet that I need.
Well, you know what I'm going to say, man? Get back to basics. Get you a nice fuzzy cloth. Some good old Ajax.
You want him to do it himself?
Jason? Yeah, myself.
There's people. No, there's people that do that.
Well, I tell you what, Jason, because you're a rock star and we appreciate you following us and hanging out on the show.
Let's give him a free car wash.
We're going to give you a free car wash, baby.
All right.
Bree will take care of you and give you information. Thanks, Jason. What part of the valley are you calling from, man?
I'm in Chandler right now.
Very nice. Thanks for calling. Hang on a second. We'll take care of you. All right. What's today's topic? Let's get it going before we have to take a break.
Real quick. You know, everyone complains about this. And gas is slowly going up. Slowly. It's not a crisis.
It went pretty fast.
It went up.
From $1.49 to $2.03 really quick.
Yeah, it went up. And I don't know why, but miles per gallon.
Yes.
How can we promote that? I'm going to uncover the truths, the myths, the lies, the falsities.
Ooh.
And what you can do. And some of this stuff is so damn simple.
Now, hold on. You're going to uncover it, so we got to have this music?
Oh, yes. Number one.
You want to do it now?
No, we'll wait next segment.
Oh, wait, next segment.
I want to watch you eat this chicken. We're having a pre-tied party, baby.
Your calls at 480-655-8870. 480-655-8870. Anything you want to know about what's going on with your car, if you're going to buy a new car, if you should buy one, whatever the case might be, call us. And of course, like Wrench Nation on Facebook and Twitter. We are up to 387 likes on Facebook.
All right.
And they're all real likes, all right? And when we get to 400, are we going to do the iPad at 400?
I'm thinking, Steve,
400?
This is what happened was the other day
I
was at the store and somebody said, hey, are you the guy from Wrench Nation I see on TV? I said, well, I was dreaming, actually. Yeah. But no, we're going to do,
that was your wife.
Listen, people, spread the word. 400 is the new 5. 400.
That means 400. This should not be a problem. We pick up like 17 likes today.
7th iPad Air.
13 or 17. Let's see what it is. It's 380.
Oh, my goodness.
We need
close.
13 likes.
Yeah.
If we can get 13 likes in the next 45 minutes for Wrench Nation on Facebook, we're giving away an iPad Air, and it's just going to be a random person. So like us now.
And when we get back, I've got some live Twitter shout-outs for our Wrench Nation Wrench Posse.
All right, that's all coming up next on 88.7 The Pulse. Well, in 4 minutes, we picked up 5 likes on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Wrench Nation on Facebook, because if it happens today, we will pick the winner today of the iPad 2 Air. All right, all you have to do is like Wrench Nation on Facebook. You don't have to be the 400th like.
No.
Just one of the 400, and you have an equal chance. And we're not going to pick somebody that is like my relative in North Dakota.
Okay? This is not a Trump campaign, people.
No. We're not going to pick. We're not going to cheat, okay? We're going to go ahead and pick one of the real Valley residents who is listening to Wrench Nation.
That's right. And, you know, the Wrench Nation community, it's our community, right? Whether it be social media, whether we're on the corner talking about car repair, here on the Car Talk Show, YouTube. We have an awesome YouTube channel. We try to get the videos up, take what we talk about on the show. Today we're talking miles per gallon, people. How to promote the maximus of the miles per gallonness without the gimmickry.
The glucimus maximus of the miles is per gallon.
And before we dive into that, it would only be fitting, Steve.
Yes.
This is one of the best in the nation.
What
East
is?
Valley Institute of Technology.
It absolutely is.
We have an automotive program spearheaded by Randy Baker.
Oh, yeah.
One out of 400. I got to tote Randy Baker. He's a He's kind of a quiet.
Best auto teacher in the U.S.?
In the U.S., year, one yep. out of 400. So this yep. is what we've got. I like to bring the students on, and we have a story here. We have Mr. Tyler. Tyler came in. We had a couple students. You know, we mentor a lot
sure,
of
absolutely.
Job shadow.
Yep.
And Tyler's in the house, because guess what we did? We hired Tyler.
You hired Tyler?
Yes, we did.
Up,
Tyler,
guys?
What is happening, buddy? Tell us who you be.
I'm Tyler.
What part of the valley do you live in?
Gilbert.
In Gilbert, okay. Yep, and yep. you came to Eva in what you in high school or after high school?
After high school.
After nice. High school. 1 year or 2 grad. Years or what?
2 years.
So 2 years. So you're still here now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, yep. I'm in young grad welding.
So yep. what happened? How'd you get connected with Frank?
Job shadowing came up, and right. I was supposed to go to Volkswagen, and I wasn't too excited about
okay.
it. And Baker called me up while I was at my last job and was right. like, let's check out this other shop he called. So I was more than ready. And
he was. Let me tell you something about Tyler. In fact, really, I'm impressed with all the EBIT students.
Yep.
And if you're considering, you're not sure, high school, right?
Right.
There's a lot of good trades out there. Automotive is just one of
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely.
A lot of off sure. opportunity. Tyler came on board, and I'm just going to tell the people, Tyler was working for another outfit that almost made the man just leave the industry, period.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Tell us about
don't
that,
say
man.
The name of
don't
the place,
say the name.
Oh, yeah, no. But, you know, some shady stuff with them and not really treating their employees or their customers right. And,
yeah. Well, I told once there was a shop and I took my air conditioning in. And they told me it was the compressor, but the thing was still blowing as cold as could be. It just wasn't blowing air, but I could feel a little bit coming out, the cold. Yeah. So that's not the compressor, and I brought it to Evit.
Right.
And a teacher that used to be here, he retired a couple years ago, and he looked at it. It was a $10 little switch. They were going to charge me $1,400.
That's not right.
And I know those people are out there, and that's why, you know, when you pick an auto mechanic, as Frank has taught me, you got to interview them.
You know,
I mean, if they feel offended that you're asking questions, they're probably not the right mechanic for you.
That's right. Yep. And the thing is with Tyler, in all seriousness here, you know, there's a lot of opportunity. You can't, if you're a youngster coming out of any trade school, don't get disappointed if you end up in the wrong hands. Don't give up on your passion and your goals. Yeah. So Tyler, you got the shop. Everyone's listening, Tyler.
What's up, guys?
And, yeah, they're all giving out shout-outs.
So, Tyler, just tell me kind of how were you prepared at EVIT to enter the industry? What did you learn here?
Everything. I mean, not everything, but
right.
they gave me so much more experience than I would have had just going in completely blind.
So when do you, what things did they familiarize you with? I mean, you're going to start as basic as an oil change, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. We went maintenance, light repair, you know, stuff like that. They have electrical class I went through there. And engine repair was the last class I was in. And
so do they have one of those computers that can just plug it in and tell you
what's
wrong?
Oh, yeah. Scan tools? Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Yep.
Well,
yep.
There is. But be careful.
Gives you an idea of where to look.
Yeah.
I will tell you this. Tyler is mentoring. It's, in fact, we're all, if you think about it, man, we're all mentoring. Seriously.
Yeah.
You know, there's always something new to learn, but my people get at least 40 hours a year, and Tyler is tasked. Tyler has some goals as a younger team member.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. Okay. He's going to go out and get his, he's going to start with steering and suspension.
Oh, okay.
And brakes, those two categories out of about 8 or 9 or so of ASE testing.
Oh, wow.
Automotive Service Excellence. It proves that area. So if you're listening to the show and you guys say, wow, okay, great, Frank, how do I find a mechanic? Well, there's many ways, but one thing I'm going to tell you, it really is a plus if they are ASE certified.
Right.
You know, and what that means is they've proven themselves in each system, each category. You know, in the state of Arizona, we do not need a license as mechanics. Really? Yes.
But you need a license to paint a house.
Something
you're supposed
like
to have license and bonded. Yeah.
You can have... There is no, you got to have a license to be in business.
Right.
However, there is no qualification.
Are there in other states?
California has stricter laws, okay. You know, and a bunch of us in the industry have been trying to push for, look, licensing is important. But Tyler has come onto our team, and I just want to thank you right now in front of everybody here. You are a testament to good attitude, man. Don't change it. Whatever sugar you're on, stay on it.
He looks like a happy guy.
No, he's a good man. We're very proud, very proud. You know, and Tyler, you got a strong future. So before we disconnect, what would you tell a potential automotive student? Let's say you got somebody looking at automotive or maybe looking at computers. What can you tell them? I mean, I know you're just starting, but what advice would you have?
You know, dive in, put the time in, basically. Do your research, do anything you can, stay after class, get it done. Don't be discouraged. You know, going through school, it can be hard sometimes, man.
And I want to say, Tyler, you say stay after class. So funny, because I went to this school to be on the radio, and I was on stations in town, 104.7, 95.5, 98.3, The Edge, which was an old alternative station. But and I worked for the Suns for years, but I stayed after school. I would literally, I would soak in the atmosphere as much as possible. And honestly, you know, this would have got my teacher fired back then. But he would say, hey, just make sure you lock up when you leave. And I would be in the studio until 6-7 at night.
Yeah, but you were hungry.
I was. I was already working at 15 years old, intern. Yeah.
So we're proud to have Tyler. Tyler, thank you for coming on, brother.
Yeah, awesome, thank you. Man.
And we'll have you on again. We're going to check on you, see how you're doing with all those carburetor skills.
All right, Frank, 480-655-8870 is the phone number. Here's the deal. If you have anything wrong, you think it might be wrong with your car, there's a noise that you don't know. Your engine's leaking or your check engine light's on, okay, and you don't know why. Call us, 480-655-8870. Any question, no question is too dumb, no question is too small, no question is too big, all right? Want to hear from you. And also, Wrench Nation on Facebook, I just refreshed. We're five away from giving that iPad 2 Air to one of the likes on Facebook. We got to get five more. I've already picked up nine.
This is big deal, people. This is the iPad Air 2. I have no idea what it is, but I know it's supposed to be pretty good.
All right, so let's talk about today's topic real quick. We're gonna do the diet at the end.
Yes, we are.
Frank and I are announcing something today that we're going to start doing to better our lives, and we'll talk about that in the last segment. But let's talk about today's topic and the MPG,
miles per gallon.
I can make a rap out of that. Yo,
MPG. You know, or better yet, can you do that? I want my MPG.
I hit puberty, so I can't do Sting anymore.
All right, Steve. People are going to be shutting us off here in a minute.
I hit puberty 30-some years ago.
So we all want to...
It's natural, Frank. That's what they all say.
We all want to get the best gas mileage we can. And, you know, we're talking about weight and diet.
Uh-huh.
And literally, watching the weight of your vehicle, that is a simple tip. We forget that we've got stuff in the trunk, especially on a road trip. This sounds real simple, people, but it's a fact. If you've got excessive weight, that's definitely going to be a problem in the back of your trunk. That's going to slow you down and weigh you down with miles per gallon. So they say piling items heavily and forgetting these items, perhaps during recent trip to the gym. Maybe you took your weights to the gym.
Oh, yeah, that's what I always do.
Or you were hungry and you left a few big old picnic baskets of old food.
Hey, boo-boo.
And all seriously, we're talking 5% excessive weight. So number one, people, get rid of the weight in your car. Sure. Do a little spring cleaning, get rid of the weight. Number two, we had a segment last week. We had a few segments regarding tires, tire pressure. Tie your pressure, people. If you don't maintain tire pressure and your tire pressure runs lower than it should, you're going to drag and you're going to go through problems with miles per gallon. Your fuel economy is not going to be optimum. So those two tips there, we've got plenty more, is really some of the basics that you can do. We forget. We assume these things, you know. And so, Steve, you better make sure. Now, you're driving a truck.
Right.
You got anything in the back of that bed?
Always.
What do you got? Well, yeah,
I usually have like a table, some stands, like stuff that like isn't too valuable. Yeah. So if it gets stolen, I would be like, oh, I darn it, I got stolen, but I just buy a new one. I don't want to have to, but I would. But I'm too lazy to take it out at night. So it does weigh down some extra weight. So there is some stuff in there that I could take out and probably save, you know, even if it meant that's the start. But I, you know, sometimes I haul equipment in the back of my truck and I might leave it in the back seat.
Yeah.
And if I leave some in there, and I don't like to do that either, but I usually take that out at night. But during the day,
you're going to lose weight.
Yep.
You're going to lose weight on the body, mind, and spirit, and you're going to go out to that truck, and you're going to start emptying out. I guarantee you, look, gas isn't stupid expensive right now, but it's going up. Mm-hmm. So shed the weight. It's a real simple fact.
I hope it doesn't go back to $4 a gallon. Okay, hold on that thought. Yeah. We have another call coming in.
Yeah.
This is Pat with the 1995 Holiday Rambler.
All right.
I don't even know what that is. Hello, Pat.
Pat.
Pat, talk to us.
How are you, Pat?
Oh, this is Greg. Hold on. Is this Greg or Pat?
This is Greg.
Okay, Greg, hang on. We're going to come back to you next. Pat's on this line. Pat, hello.
Hello, Pat.
Well, good afternoon.
How you doing?
Good. So it's a 95 Holiday Rambler with as the F-Ford F-53 1994 chassis. And so here's the question. They've done a Banks air intake conversion, which doesn't do a lot of things to it other than just give you better fresh air.
Right.
And when you run it and you go out nice long run so it's warm, you'll come up, and in some cases you'll pull up to the stop, and it will, when you start to step on it, want to stumble.
You got a little tip-in hesitation.
Hesitation. So I'm wondering, I believe this particular version has the throttle positioning sensor on it.
Well, let me ask you, on the 95 Rambler, by the way, I need to be in one of these. I need to just take a motorhome and just go. I need to just go.
Oh, this is a motorhome.
It's a, yeah.
Okay. All
yeah.
Right.
So is your service engine soon light on by chance?
No. And of course it is 94, so it's pre-OBD2.
It is OBD1 then. So not always are we're not as managed. I mean, we are, but not as the OBD2. There's a couple things that you can do. Definitely a throttle position sensor. You know, a throttle position sensor, when it's closed, should be about half a volt without getting too complicated. When that throttle plate is closed, half a volt. So wide open throttle should be about 4 or 4.5 volts. So would you be inclined to take a voltmeter and check that, Pat?
Oh, yeah, not a problem. Pull the center hump and get in there and take a look.
Yes, right. Pull the doghouse off. Go ahead and check. Do a sweep test, right? And the basics is going to be half a volt at closed throttle, 4.5 volts at wide open throttle. Now, if you can, because that's not always a bulletproof test. And again, we're kind of hanging out with the throttle position sensor. There's a few other things that it could be. You really want to do a sweep test hooked up to a lap scope so you can actually see if it's glitching out, right? So check your TPS for sure. Now, ignition's another area. We want to make sure that we have no problems with distributing the spark. How's the tune-up components?
So I bought it used, but it's only got 20,000 miles on it.
It's a baby. All right. What about that fuel filter?
Once again, I'm purely guessing, but it runs great. It's 75. So, I mean, there's no issues up there. And once you step in, it does the initial stumble. It runs fine. It pulls great.
The other thing.
Only when it's good and warm.
Gotcha. Look at the TPS. Reach out on Facebook. I want to follow up with you personally with that if you have any questions. The other thing, too, is be aware of, if we're not driving this as much, you know, carbon can be the enemy for air induction. So you may want to do a sort of blowing of the nose of the engine. Get rid of all the carbon if you have any carbon buildup. Stay in touch with us, Pat. I'd like to know what turns out. And if you need any more help, get on a Facebook. We'll help you out.
Perfect. I appreciate your
Thanks
help.
For listening to the show. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Pat. Go ahead.
Enjoy the show.
Thank you very much. Tell all your friends, okay?
Sure will. Thank
all right. 480-655-8870. Now, where is Greg Buckley? Delaware.
Oh, yes.
And Greg, we happen to be on a little bit later this week because we didn't do time change and you did.
We are special out here.
Are you there, Greg?
Hear me?
You're getting a little better now. Are you there now?
Yeah, I'm here now.
Oh, you're cutting out a little
bit. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Okay. It's Verizon commercial.
Greg Buckley, we are talking for everybody. Greg Buckley is an amazing contributor to the show. Greg Buckley of Buckley's Auto Care out of Delaware. Now, remember, people, if you've got family across the nation, we've got a network for you. And it's we're not talking like a T-Mobile network. We're talking about mechanics in the back of your, just slide us right in there in your back pocket. We're here to help you. Greg is out of Delaware. Greg, what is happening, baby? How are you?
Not much, guys, man.
It's good to hang with you.
Crazy week. Yeah, man. Glad to be on, as always. You know, it's fun contributing to what Wrench Nation is doing. Frank and Steve, you guys are rocking it out there.
We have a question.
Crazy week. What's that?
Now, miles per gallon.
Uh-huh. That's our topic this week.
You know, we talked to just, I kind of slid out there a couple of conservative tips. We're going to get deeper. But what I want to know, Greg, are you seeing anything in the garage? Are you seeing someone say a huge myth they heard? The elevator man said, go ahead and tie a yellow ribbon around the return fuel line, and you'll, are you seeing any gimmickry? Are you seeing,
not as much, honestly, not as much as what We used to get all of those magnetizers and those superchargers and all the elements that they could put on themselves. You know, even coming down to like, you know, people are expecting miracles when they put a K&N air filter system in. Yeah. It can raise it some, but again, you know, not as much as what we used to. People are just, you know, it's just either poor driving, poor maintenance. You know, even down to like not securing your fuel cap, which is a big one. People don't think that they have to turn it three times to make it secure. Or as the car ages, that little tiny gasket that sits around that cap area can dry up, rot away, and then you'll slowly leak out. Little things like that. But the biggest one, I think the biggest robber of fuel or miles per gallon, tire pressure.
Yeah,
is it up to the manufacturer's recommended levels? How you drive, and the gentleman that was with the Holiday Rambler, again, low mileage unit that hadn't been. It's a 94 20,000 miles. Now, think about that, and it's what, almost 1,000 miles a year.
Yeah,
so
sure.
It doesn't drive, and yeah, you know, carbon on the backside of those valves. It kind of sounded like he's got an issue with that.
Yeah, we're going to follow up with him. You know, there's lots of questions. Yeah. I mean, we were talking a few things, but let me ask you something. What's the everybody? Can we all agree, Tyler? You're in studio.
I don't
Steve.
Know if I can agree.
Well, let me tell you something. There's one thing. This is a quiet thing. What happens when we get frustrated when we drive?
We drive faster,
right?
Usually.
Yeah. Aggressive driving, man.
Sure. It's like I always say, why does God put these people in front of me when he knows I got to get somewhere?
Get out of the way.
Why are they in my way?
Yeah. You know? But, you know, aggressive driving, you know, if you're rapid accelerating and braking and accelerating, man, that wastes gas. You know, they say they can lower your gas mileage by like 33%.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah, on freeway, right? And, you know, you lose. So slow down, peoples.
Now another huge one is just came to my mind. You know, we talked about tires, and you're talking about aggressive driving, but I go back. I think one of the biggest ones, if it's not number one, it's number two, idle time.
Yes.
In the east, you know, where we have colder weather,
a lot more traffic
we'll sit
out there.
And let the car warm up, or we'll be stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
Or if we're sitting there with the AC on, just, you know, checking our social statuses and, you know, hanging out with the AC on in park. You know, wherever we could be, that wastes tons of fuel because we're not getting any action out of it. You know, our fuel just sits there. We just turn that engine. It doesn't go nowhere. Complete loss of fuel mileage.
Hey, Greg, I got to say something because you just brought something up that makes Arizonans just absolutely crazy.
Uh-oh.
The fact that in North Dakota in the winter, sometimes we had to plug in our car or we had to warm it up in the morning. And they're like, what, you warm up your car in the morning?
What is this? What are we? What? No, man.
With an electric heater, a block heater.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. What is a block? Yeah. What? This is Arizona.
Well, North Dakota, you get 30, 40 below sometimes. You're going to have to do whatever you can.
Well,
right.
What about, I got a question, right? We got a bunch of good, smart, intelligent listeners, smart, intelligent people in the studio.
And I'm here, too.
What about, Greg, I hear people go on and on, and I'll be honest with you. I'm not an advocate of anything that I personally haven't seen a difference, whether that is in my vehicles or the 38,000 vehicles that I've serviced over the last 27 years. What about, should I fill up, and this is more maybe on drivability lines, but we're talking about the air trapped in the gas tank. Should I worry about, when do I fill up? Cold in the morning, in the evening?
Oh.
Does it really even matter when I fill up during a temperature episode sort of thing?
No, I think it's because your fuel is delivered by volume.
Yes.
And you know, it's not going, I mean, your tank is only going to hold so much of that. So once you get it in, I mean, does it set cold, warm? I don't think there's a difference. There's a difference now here in the east. We have different blends,
right?
And we have times of the year where
we do as well.
Just,
yeah.
Yeah. Do you? Okay. You guys have different blends as well.
Right.
There's a winter,
right.
A summer blend.
Right.
You know, so, you know, at those points of conversion, you know, typically we'll see, experience
a slight decrease in fuel mileage.
Right.
You know, and, you know, that's something to look at when you're filling up. I mean, when you have to fuel in different seasons. But outside of that, I would never consider.
And I was feeling the same. The other question I have, and I'm sure you get presented all the time, I have folks, in fact, I had a gentleman today. He says, listen, I have been using a, I won't mention name brands, but it's a little $9.
An additive?
Juice in a bottle additive.
Yep.
And he swears by it. I've heard both sides of the fence. I've never used it, but in talking to lots of people over the years, are you seeing anybody over there swearing by an additive that we could, you know, just pour in the tank?
Hang our hats on what they say.
You know, not really. There's, you know, man, I was at a seminar where I ran into a gentleman who really, really put on a class on additives, and he says there's really only a certain type of blend, and there's really only a couple of three products that are true and worthy of purchasing, and they're not to be used continuously. Like, you know, some people will come in, you know, most of them will go to your AutoZones or your, you know, your big parts suppliers and your big stores, and they'll just walk in, you know, they're a DIY, and they figure that, oh, hey, if I put this in once a month, I'm going to be great. It's going to do great. And that's not simply the case. You could be doing more damage by, you know, stripping out the windings on the injectors, everything runs down. And I mean, there's some problems. Now, do I recommend using an additive if any one of my clients, and, you know, you kind of ask a little bit, especially if you come in with drivability, what type of fuel are you using? What brand are you using?
Mm-hmm.
And if they give me the, you know, the Wawa, the no brand, the Sheets, the Costco, the BJ's, if they give the no-name brand, I say, well, you know, you are subtracting your mileage. There's no ad packs in there. I think on a couple shows ago, we discussed this on Wrench Nation.
Right, right.
And so I would recommend to them, I said, listen, you really need to have some kind of additive. And the one that I would recommend for DIYs, and this is for any of your listeners, I mean, it's available, it would be Tektron.
Okay, I've heard that before, yeah.
Tektron is a very good pure element that you can add. And, you know, you want to do it not every month. It would be no more than once every 6 months, preferably, if you maintain your car the right way, every 9 to 10 months, you know, almost once a year, that you can treat your system.
Right.
You know, all of the other ones are pretty much just an alcohol-based formula that isn't going to do a heck of a lot. You know, and, you know, what's the next thing is on taking care of putting fuel mileage, improving it and increasing it. Again, throttle body cleaning.
Yes, very good.
Upper, you know, income.
Absolutely.
Income.
Now, listen, I don't know. Mm-hmm. We probably as consumers won't see this, but did you know that FedEx, and it works, it's been proven to work. Do you know that FedEx will eliminate as many left turns to save fuel because they're idling more at traffic lights?
Yeah.
They will configure. So that's one way.
Wow.
Right turns only.
Sure.
I told my daughter, you know what? Right turns only.
Right turns only.
So
might take you a while to get there.
The other thing, too, there seems to be some mystery. I'm feeling like this is a total farce, but turn your AC off and open your windows to save fuel? I don't know if I can buy that. I saw some of that out there. I'm not buying it.
No.
Windows open, you're going to drag. You know, you're getting air.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I like to put my hand out and
do
a little snake. You know, I like to
I've
make
done it
noise.
All my life, yeah.
That's fun, but I'm not saving fuel doing that. And the other... No. So, I mean, so, and the other thing is, one of the key things you can do is convince your boss to Uber you into work.
Oh.
That's a different logic. Now,
okay.
We're talking saving MPG.
But you're spending a lot more money.
No, the boss is going to pay for you to go into work.
Well,
Uber.
I know, but the boss is going to pay a lot more money.
Well, he's got to. Anyway, these are.
Are you going to Uber everybody to work?
These are.
Everybody in the shop tomorrow's Uber day on Frank.
I'd want to see that employer's employee budget.
Oh my goodness! What
Frank's
kind of
a
budget?
Generous boss,
I bet you.
I guess.
Well, you know what? I bet you there's a company out there that maybe in Seattle,
right?
In
okay, there
San
you
Francisco,
go. There you go.
Right.
Well, you know what they do? They offer shuttles.
Yes,
they do offer you know a community shuttle.
That would make sense.
You well, know, you could also, I guess you could also, you know, like we have light rail here. If you're near there, say, hey, here's a monthly bus pass or something. You might be getting a light rail and
stuff. They actually do sell them at every company.
If you go to California, though, Frank, and you know this, you're paying for a parking spot yearly because space is limited.
You pay for everything.
Yeah, you got to pay. I mean, you might pay $1,000 a month in downtown L.A. or San Francisco to have a spot.
I went to the movies and there was like 5 line items of taxes on popcorn. Yeah. Just on popcorn. Yeah. I was like, what is going on? I just want to eat popcorn. Don't give me that. But one of the things, too, I've talked to a few people, you know, in preparing for the show. There seems to be some sort of question about if I'm driving in a mountainous region and I sort of want to save some fuel and I'm going down a mountain.
Neutral.
Right.
Yep.
Greg.
I've heard that.
That's not safe, in my opinion. No. I don't think. Yeah, Greg, what do you think?
Well, no, I don't. I would not put any vehicle in neutral. Yes, people do it because, especially if the extreme, what are they? Extreme mileage. There's a name. There's a term. I mean, guys who go out, folks that go out and actually get the most miles they can.
Oh, sure.
They will practice. They will practice using a vehicle in neutral, and it's something that you have to become used to, because. Once it's in neutral, you really have lost the drive.
You lost control. I mean, what if you got
you lost control.
It's not.
Yeah, if something happens. Yeah, it's definitely warranted. I would recommend.
And you start going over the edge. Oh.
Now cruise control is another great way.
Cruise control's great.
Now, but again, if you're up and down hills, cruise control you may not have that much more control over.
Right.
How you want to accelerate.
When
so
I get on the
that.
Freeway, I get cruise control going. When I get like between here and San Diego, it's
like,
cruise control.
I'm going to Coachella with Steve in April, I'm hoping, because
if you're buying tickets.
Guns N' Roses is coming to town, right, Steve?
That's right.
Yeah, we're going to celebrate. We're going to have 50 pounds.
We just lost him, but that's all right. Greg thanks for calling in today.
That's okay. Greg needs to know we're on it. Greg, maybe you can join us. Get a Delaware Movement for Diet DJs. Hashtag Diet DJs.
There you
we're
go.
Going on a diet. Yeah.
I got your I Want My MPG song.
My MPGs, baby. So we're going to go to Coachella because I have a feeling in 30 days,
All right. We're
going to celebrate the loss of 25 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm thinking further into the future.
25. All right. Ranch Nation continues next. 480-655-8870.
I want my MPG, baby.
Ranch Nation Car Talk on 88.7 The Pulse. Call or text your questions now. 480-655-8870 with your hosts, Frank and Steve.
That's us.
All right.
Thanks to all the callers today. Thanks to Greg Buckley in Delaware for calling today.
You know, it's always great to have Greg on. And I'm just going to tease the folks.
We got
every week we pick up new listeners and we really are grateful. We've got a great Twitter following. In fact, I'd like to just give out the shout out. If you guys are on Twitter, you know, we're on there. You can always ask questions. You can get on there and hashtag Wrench Posse. It's a movement. But I do want to recognize real quick, people, we've got some great Twitter folks, and I need to get this set up here real quick. While I get this set up, you can find us on Twitter at Wrench Nation. We're 24/7 if you got questions, as well as Facebook. You know, today we covered the miles per gallon. How can I promote that? You know, the fact is you want to make sure that your car, number one, we didn't really dive into too much of this, is make sure the car is running well. If you've got a check engine light, get it checked out. Don't delay. That check engine light is really one of those things that can cost you more money down the road. Make sure tire pressure is squared away. Just being off 3 to 5 pounds of tire pressure can cause gas mileage issues. Shed the weight. Spring cleaning, baby. Shed the weight.
And I'm going on a diet for spring too.
Diet the spirit, diet your ride.
Yep.
Get rid of what's in the trunk. One thing we didn't cover as well, air filter. You know what? It's a simple enough thing. $10, $15, change out the air filter. Let that engine breathe better. That's going to allow for the promotion.
No, we're going to have to do with Wrench Nation sometime.
Yeah.
And they used to do this here at EVA. They used to do a car care clinic with the auto class.
Right.
We're going to have to do a Wrench Nation car care clinic here.
No, we do. In fact, we have a ladies clinic. We'll announce that here in the next month. Our world famous down at the garage.
Awesome.
So you guys can always reach us on Facebook with any of your continued questions offline. And what about this diet, man?
And well, hold on. Make sure you like us on Facebook, because the next show will be giving away the iPad 2 Air.
I think the next.
Because we are almost there, just a couple away from 100 likes. Or sorry, 400 likes.
Yeah.
And the iPad 2 Air will be the prize.
Right. This is huge, man. And you know what? This is going to be a problem for us in the future, Steve.
What?
The pressure.
Oh, the prizes.
Well, what's next?
I don't know.
What are we going to do, man?
I don't know.
I'm thinking a two. I'm serious about this. Yes. I'm going to see how I can.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking we surprise somebody
with
a dream car for 2 hours.
Dream car for 2 hours.
A dream car.
Ooh.
We give a list.
I like that.
Seriously. This, you can plan it. I'm thinking.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm thinking.
Oh, that'd be all over. We can get that all over social
media. I think so. But for now, let's get to 400.
Right. Yes.
400 is what we got. Now,
400.
Tell us about the diet thing. What's your plan?
All right. Well, here's the deal. Back in, I'm 44 years old.
All right. You're young.
And I used to play basketball all the time until I was 37.
All right.
I finally hung it up because my gout was killing me.
What position? You were guard?
I was small forward. No.
All right.
I was more of a shooter, a swing player, but I'm short. But I have a big booty, and I can body somebody out like Charles Barkley.
You have a big booty and small hands.
All right. I got to tell you, by the way, sometime my Charles Barkley why he owes me money story. But we'll get back to another
Chucky. Chucky, where you at, Chucky?
All right. So anyway, I just was sitting around last night, and I'm going like, I'm too fat. I put on a shirt, and all it is big round belly. And it's time for me to take some weight off again. The last time I did this has been 15 years.
Wow.
And I went from 229 to 165 in a matter of 4 months.
Not only is sugar bad for your gasoline tank.
Right.
Sugar is bad for your gut.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Huh? And I think soda is the main culprit.
Yeah. Stay away from
and
soda.
And I got to get rid of soda. Anyway, so I'm drinking water today. Everyone's proud. All right. So why do you want to go on a diet, Frank?
Well, look, simply put, I don't I'm at the point, maybe it hit me later, but I'm sure we got a few listeners out there. Look, you're in your late 30s, early 40s.
Sure.
We used to jump mountains.
Right.
We used to jump off of bridges.
Right.
We used to run. I mean, I feel like I'm in shape, but I feel like stuff's catching up.
Right.
I'm going to be 50 in about
3 years.
25 years.
Oh, 25 years. Okay. All right. Yeah, you look like you're 24 years old.
I think it's just a good movement.
Yeah.
And you know what? Wrench Nation, we are the dynamic duo. Whatever you do, I'm down with you, buddy.
All right.
And I'm going to do it with you.
All right.
Now, I don't eat corn on the cob on Sunday at 3 p.m.
No. Well, corn with butter and salt.
I'm just saying. So today, butter. Get your fried chicken on.
We need some fried chicken.
You guys eat the fried chicken.
I'm eating turkey dinner at mom's house on Easter.
That's
then Monday starts my diet. All right. So we got this scale. I don't know how to turn it on. Do you?
All right. We're going
to
do a weigh-in, people. This is the first time. We're going to create a baseline, and somebody needs to document. Tyler, go ahead and document this. Frank and Steve.
How's it work?
What these fatties are weighing.
How's it work?
I don't know if it's work. Put the diet. Push the button. It's the 88.7 peak edition.
Oh, I pushed the button. It says set.
Set. All right. It's
what
calibrating.
Am I setting?
We need a skinny person to calibrate it. That's the problem.
Let's see if I stand in the way. Right. I don't know if this is
all right. Let's see if this works.
All right, Steve is on the scale as we speak.
It doesn't work.
Well, wait, it's got to turn on, Steve. All right, we have a little malfunction.
You think you can make this work, Bree?
We're going to see if Bree can do this.
It says, age. It wants me to put my age in?
Don't lie.
Really?
Don't lie. Put
okay,
your.
I'll
this
do
is.
It.
Look, dude, this is a NASA scale.
44.
This scale is
set.
NASA.
My height is 5. I can lie about this. 5'8¾".
There you go.
5'9".
That's right.
All right. And I don't know. Am I running? No. What's this one thing? Pounds? Okay.
This is like an Olympic scale.
All right, here I go.
All right. Are we ready?
Super scale. And they sold it at Walgreens.
All right. Steve is approximately setting on his feet on the scale.
Oh, it's still not working.
And it's still not working. Steve.
Can we guess how much you weigh, Steve?
Yes, because I weighed myself 2 days ago.
All right. We wanted to do this official. Hey, but
now the number, because I usually weigh myself after the morning. I get up, I pee, and then I weigh myself when I have no clothes on.
You can't do a pre-pee weigh.
So this is with clothes on and shoes
this
and
is a
hair
post,
gel.
This is a post-pee
and
weigh.
And
lunch.
And pee, because I got to go to the bathroom.
All right. So how much?
At 253.
Write it down. 253.
253.
Me? I weigh 239. Pounds.
239.
6'2".
Oh, jeez.
I'm 22 years old.
Yep. Yeah, of course. Yeah. You're lying to the computer. We got to figure out how to work this. Bring out your challenge.
Look, Wrench Nation is full of all kinds of goodness.
And full
and we
of BS.
Are. We're going to hashtag DJ Diet, and we're going to follow up with you.
All right.
But today, eat like a freaking pig, you.
I'm going to eat chicken that you brought, and I'm gonna have great turkey dinner on Easter this weekend.
Nice.
And have a great time.
Yes.
All right, we're ready for this?
We are going
the Wrench Nation Wild and Wacky News
well,
Wheels.
Yeah, so Wild and Wacky, there was a situation out in Alabama, some guy said, I'm going to speed. We talk about speeding. Speeding is not good.
No.
And so this guy, he sped. A lot of people will speed.
Yep.
But most of us don't have good excuses. So this guy, he got caught speeding, and he's getting a reading, and I'm getting signed. Oh, you lied. You're
247.4.
Whoa, you lost weight already.
6 pounds.
It's working the Wrench Nation show, aren't you?
I think it was that trip to the bathroom earlier today. Sorry.
We'll catch the weird and wacky automotive news here. We're talking about a guy that gets pulled over.
Yes.
Look, what are you going to blame? If you're getting pulled over, who would you blame for speeding?
You.
Me. I'm driving with you. No, this fella had just got married and blamed his wife.
Oh, no.
That is ruthless up in here.
Oh, no.
How could you blame your wife?
And now you have an alimony payment.
This is not good. Your alimony just went up. So if you're speeding, don't blame the wife.
No.
Don't blame the husband.
No.
Not good at all.
Okay.
All right?
You know,
stop
one time,
speeding.
One time I had a bride because I DJ weddings.
All right.
And I had a bride who came up to me and she did not want me to play an Elvis song.
Oh.
And
what?
Her husband wanted Elvis and the wife did not want Elvis.
Oh, gosh.
And she said, my daddy paid for the wedding and I don't want Elvis at it. And I don't think they're married anymore.
Oh. Don't mess with Elvis.
So the same thing might happen.
Don't mess with Elvis when you're speeding, people.
Well, he's left the building.
He has. Gotta love Elvis.
All right, so Wrench Nation on Facebook. Like us. Get over 400. We got that iPad 2 Air to give away. Wrench Nation on Twitter.
Yes, indeed. We'll see you on Twitter. Have a wonderful week, people. And always keep it happy and keep that vehicular motions moving.
And happy Easter. May Peter Cottontail bring you all the goodies you want in your Easter basket.
Happy Easter, people.
And
enjoy.
Not leave any droppings behind, all right?